Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So what is the difference between tamattu', qiran and ifrad? Scholars say that tamattu' is the best of the three because it involves making a separate umrah, tawaf, sa'i, and then you cut your hair and you wear your normal clothes, you do everything that was forbidden before ihram. If you have a wife, you can have intimacy, you can perfume, you can clip your nails, you clip your hair, you do whatever you wish, wear normal clothes. On the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, which is known as Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of Tarwiyah, you wear your ihram and make talbiyah of Hajj. And you perform your normal rituals of Hajj with the pillars of Hajj. And the pillars of Hajj is ihram, is to stand on the day of Arafah, is to offer tawaf al-ifada, which is the pillar of Hajj, and sa'y al-hajj. This is what? Mutamatti', qarin and mufrid. They are exactly the same in every action they do for Hajj, with the exception that the intention is different and that the qarin has to sacrifice an animal. What do you mean that the intention is different? The qarin intends that a umrah is embedded in his Hajj, though he does not offer a separate umrah, tawaf sa'i and cuts his hair. No, it is hidden, it is embedded, and he gets the reward of both. And he sacrifices on the 10th day of Hijjah. The mufrid does exactly the same, but he does not sacrifice and there is no umrah for him. Now, the three almost share the same acts of Hajj, beginning from 8th al-Hijjah onwards. What do you mean? I mean that the three, mutamatti', qarin and mufrid, they must on the 8th of the Hijjah do the same rituals approximately, in the sense that they go to Mina on the 8th. They spend the day there until the 9th of the Hijjah, which is the morning of Arafah. They go to Arafah, all of them, the three. And they spend the day there until sunset. And they move from Arafah after sunset to Muzdalifah. And they spend the night there in Muzdalifah until the break of dawn. After praying Fajr, they go all to Mina. And they throw the stones or the pebbles of one of the three jimar, which is Jamaratul Aqaba, the biggest one, only one on the 10th. And then they slaughter their sacrifice, they shave their hair and they offer tawaf al-ifada and sa'y al-hajj, and by this their hajj would be completed. They have mandatory things left, and that is the 10th of the Hijjah, they must sleep and spend the night in Mina. The following day, the 11th, after the adhan of dhuhr, they must throw the three pebbles, the smallest, the middle and the biggest or the largest. And then they spend the night until the morning of the 12th. After Zawal, after the Adhan, they throw the three pebbles again and they have a choice, either to leave or to spend the 13th as well. But it's up to them to leave or not. And they have to leave before sunset on the 12th. They go to Mecca, they offer the farewell wada', tawaf, and they leave outside Mecca to Jeddah or to their country or to wherever, or they stay, it's up to them. But if they stay, the last thing that they should do is making tawaf al-wada', the farewell tawaf, before they leave Mecca. This is the Hajj, very simple. There are few technicalities here and there that make it a little bit different, but I will not go into these technicalities now, so that after we read a number of hadiths and you comprehend this and we repeat this process again and again, then we mention some of the things that you can do. The following hadith is hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and it's a long hadith. We need someone to read it. Yes, Muhammad Aman.
Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed tamattu in Hajjatul Wada by offering Umrah to the Hajj and gave sacrifice. So he drove the sacrificial animals with him from Zil Pulayfa. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam pronounced Talbiyah for Umrah and then pronounced Talbiyah for Hajj. And the people performed tamattu in the company of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They put on ihram for Umrah first and then for Hajj. Some of them had sacrificial animals which they had brought with them, whereas some of them had none to sacrifice. So when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Makkah, he said to the people, "He who amongst you has brought sacrificial animals along with him must not treat as lawful anything which has become unlawful for him till he has completed the Hajj. And he who amongst you has not brought the sacrificial animals should circumambulate the house and run between Al-Safa and Al-Marwa and clip his hair and put off the ihram. And then again, put on the ihram for Hajj and offer sacrifice of animal. But he who does not find the sacrificial animal, he should observe fast for 3 days during the Hajj and for 7 days when he returns to his family." Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam circumambulated the house when he came to Makkah. He first kissed the corner of the Kaaba containing the black stone, then walked quickly in 3 circuits out of 7 and walked in 4 circuits. And then when he had finished the circumambulation of the house, he observed 2 rakahs of prayer at the station of Ibrahim and departed and came to As-Safa and walked 7 times between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. After that, he did not treat anything as lawful which had become unlawful till he had completed his Hajj and sacrificed his animal on the day of sacrifice, 10th of Zilhijjah, and then went back and performed circumambulation of the house known as Tawaf Ifada, after which all that was unlawful for him became lawful, and those who had brought the sacrificial animals along with them did as Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done.
Now this is a description of the pilgrimage of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And scholars differed. What did the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam perform? Did he perform tamattu'? Did he perform qiran? Or did he perform ifrad? In the beginning, the Prophet alayhi salam wanted to perform tamattu', in the sense that he wanted to make a umrah, but then he was informed that whoever drove and took out with him his hadi, his sacrifice animals, cannot at all cut his hair, wear his normal clothes until the sacrifice is slaughtered. So the Prophet, when they came to Mecca, he told them, those among you who had driven their hadi should remain on their ihram. You cannot make umrah and wear your normal clothes because you have driven your hadi. Those who didn't drive and bring with them the sacrifice animal, you should make umrah and cut your hair, clip your hair, and not wear your normal clothes until the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah. And another narration, they said, O Prophet of Allah, you're telling us to become halal again, to take off the ihram after our umrah, though we came for Hajj. What kind of halal, what kind of things that we permitted to do? And the Prophet said, every single thing that was unlawful for you because of the state of ihram, after your umrah, because you did not take the hadi with you, you can do everything. So the scholars differed. What was the type of ihram did the Prophet commit? The most authentic opinion, and Ibn al-Qayyim has supported this opinion, like his Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, like all our Shaykhs, that the Prophet was doing Qiran. And why was he doing Qiran? Because the person who's doing Qiran cannot change, cannot become halal again, unless he slaughters his animal. And the Prophet had his sacrifice with him. And he said in another hadith, when people said, but what about you? Why should we make Umrah and you're not making Umrah and wearing your normal clothes? He said that I had wished that I did not bring with me the hadith. so that I can make Umrah and stay all this period wearing normal clothes, doing normal things, and on the 8th I would wear Mahram again. Why do scholars say that this is much better than Qiran and Ifrad, that is Tamattu'? They say because you're making two rituals, a separate Umrah and a separate Hajj in one journey. And this is the value of it. While Qiran, he's doing one ritual in one journey. And likewise, Mufrid is doing one ritual in one journey. So they say that this is the best of the rituals which the Prophet hoped and wished that he would have done. Some scholars say the best of all rituals is Qiran, not Tamattu'. Why? They said because this is what Allah chose for the Prophet. And Allah does not choose anything except the best for the Prophet. But they answered them back by saying, if it was the best, the Prophet ﷺ would not have wished that he did not bring the sacrifice, and so he would have made a Umrah like them. So wishing something means that it is a better stage. Nowadays, it is very rare, if not difficult to find, or impossible to find people coming and bringing their sacrifice with them. So you don't find people coming from India and having their sacrifice with them, although this is possible. I've seen people in Hajj coming from Yemen and coming from outside of Mecca, carrying their sheep or goat on their back. I've seen this with my own eyes. And this is a sign of glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal, because the sacrifice is not just meat. It is a form of worshipping Allah by driving your sacrifice for the sake of Allah. And it's a lot of trouble. Yet this is what the Prophet did on the Hajj, of farewell Hajj. The Prophet sacrificed how many? 100 camels. He slaughtered 63 with his own hand and gave the knife to Ali to continue or to complete the 37. And these sacrifices are for the sake of Allah. The meat, what will happen to it? It will go to the poor people. And you will probably eat a portion of it, but you will give the rest to the people. So these are the things that the Prophet ﷺ did. We will elaborate a little bit more, inshallah. But I'm afraid that we have to depart. And inshallah, when we meet next time, we'll elaborate a little bit more. And until then, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.